From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, June 26th. Coming up, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says Democrats have been able to make some changes to the Senate's version of President Trump's tax and spending bill. IPM's Washington correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
The Senate's Republican leadership has set a target of July 4th to pass the bill out of the Senate chamber. But changes to the president's so-called big, beautiful bill could cause some bumps along the road. The Senate Judiciary Committee has made some of those changes. Senator Dick Durbin, the committee's ranking Democrat, says members on his side of the aisle were able to remove two provisions. One, he said, would have gutted judicial independence. The other, he said, would have limited cities like Chicago from being eligible for Justice Department grants if they don't agree with the Trump administration's immigration enforcement policies. The Senate GOP leadership is projecting optimism it will meet its July 4th goal to pass the bill, even though some Republicans have objected to provisions like cuts to Medicaid and the SNAP program. In addition, more than a dozen House Republicans say major changes that the Senate makes to the House-passed bill may not pass muster when it returns to their side of Capitol Hill. Linda Kenyon, IPM News.
Public transit agencies are watching as Illinois lawmakers try to find $1.5 billion to stave off a fiscal cliff and improve service. Alex Stegman reports.
Advocates say a proposed $1.50 per delivery tax would raise most of that $1.5 billion. The tax would cover every delivery made in a motor vehicle from Amazon to food. Groceries and medication would be exempt. State Senator Ron Villebottom says other states have a similar tax and a lot of people don't notice it.
More and more people are ordering online, and we've noticed from the other states that it doesn't change people's behavior. And in fact, the vast majority of deliveries are over $100.
Billy Wallum estimates the delivery tax would raise about $1.1 billion, but he says he'd entertain other ideas to get to that number. Lawmakers are not scheduled to come back to Springfield until October. I'm Alex Dykman.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul has joined another multi-state lawsuit challenging actions of the Trump administration. Capital News Illinois reports Raoul was among 21 Democratic state attorneys general who joined the suit. It argues the administration illegally canceled billions of dollars worth of federal funding that had previously been approved for the states. The AGs argued the decisions were based on a single clause in one federal regulation that allows agencies to terminate a grant if they determine the award no longer serves the agency's priorities. The lawsuit is now pending in a federal district court in Massachusetts. Federal lawmakers from Illinois are urging health officials in Washington to protect non-citizen Medicaid data. Mawa Iqbal reports.
An Associated Press report found that U.S. Health and Human Services advisors are ordering Medicaid enrollees' personal information be shared with the Department of Homeland Security. The reason? Immigration enforcement. Democratic Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia says this is a major breach of privacy.
We've been for years encouraging the community to seek medical care, especially through programs like Medicaid, without being fearful or being criminalized.
In Illinois, those without legal status are able to enroll in a state version of Medicaid. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to Central Illinois in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny and hot with a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 95 degrees. High humidity will make it feel like 100 to 105 degrees with a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 74 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 91 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 71 degrees, with a west wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 90 degrees, with a west wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, This year marks 80 years since VE Day.
Throughout the world, throngs of people hailed the end of the war in Europe.
We'll talk with Illinois historian Peter Fritchie about the Second World War in modern memory and the lessons some of us seem determined to forget. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, June 26th, Mean Girls, the high school version, opens at Parkland College in Champaign at 7 p.m.
My name is Regina Church. And I am a massive deal.
The show runs this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7. There is a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. Mean Girls the Musical is Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's 2025 Kathy Murphy student production based on the movie Mean Girls. You can catch Mean Girls at 7 p.m. on Thursday.
Also Thursday, June 26th, the Drowsy Chaperone at Monticello Theater Association starts at 7 p.m. It's the second and final weekend of MTA's Summer Youth Production. When a diehard theater fan plays his favorite cast album, the characters come to life. It's a musical comedy. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m.
And on Friday, June 27th, Pride Open Mic is at the Literary in Champaign from 6:30 to 8:30. You can bring your own or your favorite writing to share with the community.
Also Friday, June 27th, Global Soul, a celebration of Congolese independence at Gallery Art Bar in Urbana. The event takes place at 7 p.m. You can celebrate with live music and DJs, including Nebulous, DJ Blackstar, and DJ CK. The event is hosted by Pete Afrodishungu in conjunction with Illinois Soul and Gallery Art Bar. And the best part about this event, it is free.
And on Saturday, June 28th, celebrate MLK Jetty Rhodes Day in Urbana at King Park. This is from 12 to 7 p.m. Jetty Rhodes Day is all about giving back to the community with fun, family, networking, and a diverse atmosphere. You can enjoy free food, live entertainment, kids' activities, and more. MLK Jetty Rhodes Day celebration goes from 12 to 7 on Saturday.
Also Saturday, June 28th, Saturday Night Lights in Champaign begins, hosted by It's a Wrap Automotive. From 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., you can enjoy a free event welcoming all automotive enthusiasts to come together, showcase their vehicles, and connect with fellow car lovers. Again, that is Saturday, June 28th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m.
And to top off Saturday night, you can enjoy Kilbourne Alley's 25th anniversary show at the Roseville Tavern in Urbana. Doors are at 7. The show starts at 8 p.m. Enjoy legendary Midwest blues. Kilbourne Alley performs at 8 p.m. at the Roseville Tavern on Saturday night.
Sunday, June 29th, enjoy Homesteading Day at the Vermilion County Fair. The fair opened earlier this week, but Sunday is the final day. You can catch monster trucks at 2 p.m. For more information, head to vermilioncountyfair.org.
And on Sunday at 5 p.m., our Arcola Drive-In Fireworks Celebration is at Green Mill Village. Enjoy fireworks, food, and family fun. For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a note before we go, some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Patricia Bradford.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Linda Kenyon, Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Peter Hancock, Patricia Bradford, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.